I think the key word in the gospel is name. You see, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, not just driving out demons. And then there is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Now, St. Augustine takes a very beautiful and broad view of this teaching of Jesus. The key is name. If somebody, Augustine expands this, but if somebody believes in Jesus and for the sake of Jesus does something, you see, the Lord will honor that. Usually honor it by bringing that person into a deeper relationship with himself and joining him to the church where he's safe, because now he belongs to the body of Christ. And yet, you know, there are other texts that say, who doesn't gather with me scatters. I mean, so it's not a blanket, but there is a way that there are many who do mighty deeds in his name, who have a ways to go yet before they're joined to the church, joined to the body of Christ physically. But Jesus says, see, calm down, John. Look carefully to see what's going on. I remember a big conference, New Orleans or someplace, and my dear friend Rick Thomas, Father Rick Thomas, was there. And this man was preaching. One of the famous, it was an ecumenical conference, one of the famous evangelical or Pentecostal, I guess, preachers and healers. And he kept talking about the blood, the blood, the blood. Finally, Rick said to me, listen, he never says the blood of Jesus. He just says the blood. That guy is off, and he was off. So there were still healings, but they weren't in Jesus' name. Because you just don't say the blood, the blood, the blood. That can become a mantra, to become invoke any forces that are around just to get your healing done and so people think you're great. Rick picked that up. I didn't. And he said, listen, the blood this and the blood that, but never the blood of Jesus. And that's important. We can all do something like that, you know. We have the cross, the name, the blood. No, we have Jesus. And so this person and others like him, whoever he is, he's driving out demons, this fellow, in Jesus' name. He's invoking Jesus to get rid of the demons. Now, he may not know quite exactly who Jesus is, but see, John says, what was wrong with him was he doesn't follow us. He's not part of our group. He's not hanging around with you. He's not being formed by you. He's being, and Jesus says, don't stop him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name, you see, who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Now you can find people like this. And it's a great privilege to reach out to them and pull them into the church where all of those instincts of their heart will finally find a place of rest. There are wealthy people who care for the poor. Now, It's very important for us who are Christians to always look like Christians, always act like Christians, so that people like that can say, that's the kind of person I'd like to be. Here we are, Mother of God community. Do you realize everything we say or do? Somebody sent a package back. And I said, we should have kept it. Another $20. Thank this person because we said that whatever he had sent didn't get here. Well, it did, but it got lost, and we found it. In the meanwhile, we told him, and he sent another one for nothing. Well, what a chance. We blew it, but what a chance to say, look, we'll keep this one, and we'll pay for it, because we have the other one, and then we can give it away to somebody. Why? Preach the gospel. They're sending it to Mother of God community. They don't think we're Buddhists, you know. How do we preach? You see, win them over. Be generous, be friendly, be... You see what I mean? Because that's the way we win people of goodwill over. See, let your good works be seen by men in such a way that they see your good works and glorify your Father.